Hello and welcome to MultimediaCritics.com. I'm Cody, and today I'm doing the review over the recent reboot of Tomb Raider. Now, to start it off, if you've listened to our podcast that we have, me and Cannon have, called Entertain Your Ears, you will actually hear us kind of talk about it on a recent episode, episode 4, that you can check out through iTunes. We kind of talked about the game briefly, and at the time he had only played the opening sequence, but I, on the other hand, have played through the whole game. Now, by this time now, when I'm recording this, he's actually played through the whole game, and he feels pretty much the same way as I do on this game. There's really not much negative about the game, actually, to start it off. There's just a whole lot of positive. And just for the record, I think he said he gives it like a 9.5, and that's practically what I would give it to. But started off, there was a lot of, you know, people praised the original, and I'm kind of with them. I enjoyed them. It was an amazing platformer when it was around. It's kind of hard for me to go back and play them because I'm an adult now, and I understand what they were doing with those games originally. They were being very misogynistic, and they were, you know, they were kind of bashing females in those original games. So I don't know if people just haven't played them in a while, but the only good ones were 1 and 2. Some of the PS3 ones were, they were okay. Underworld was kind of neat a little bit. But for the most part, the Tomb Raider games have been pretty bad. They've not been good at all. But this one's done by Crystal Dynamics, this is their fifth, title. This is the fifth title, in the Tomb Raider franchise that they've actually done. And, I was kind of surprised to see that they were doing it again, because you would think they've tried so many times that that's why I was afraid that it was going to bomb, is because they've tried so many times. But what I love about it so much is the fact that they've changed the character. She doesn't have this big bust. She doesn't have a big rear end like she used to. And yes, I just used the word rear end. I know that's probably kind of weird sounding, but we try to keep it clean on this, on these reviews and podcasts we do. But you know, it was just very misogynistic on back in the day when the games were originally created, because for the most part, you don't see lead female characters in games, and you definitely don't see good ones. But this game definitely the reboot is what I'm talking about. I think that this is going to show developers that they can make strong female characters that are lead characters, and that they should start trying to do that more often. I mean, obviously we have Ellen Page doing, what is her game? Oh gosh. Beyond Two Souls. And I'm super excited for Beyond Two Souls. You know, that's the main character's a female. I can't wait. I mean, that game looks insane. We have Remember Me. So I think already we're starting to see that Tomb Raider, before it even came out, it was already starting to make effects to where people are like, oh, we can actually make, you know, legitimate games with a female character as the main character. And we don't have to be so afraid like we used to back in the day, because it was either you do one and it's misogynistic, or you just don't. And that's kind of the feel it used to be, because of all these rights and stuff. You know, I hate to bring that whole politic part into it, but that kind of played a role in how games with female characters were back in the day, back when I was growing up. I mean, obviously I've known the lifespan of the PS1, you know, that was like the first system I had. I still have like Tomb Raider 2, I think, on PS1 somewhere. But I love what they've done to this game so much. It's truly incredible. It looks amazing. The sound effects are superb. They sound like real life. I mean, it's just incredible what they did with this game. I actually have like a Turtle Beach PX9. headset, and it's amazing. It's got surround sound on it, and it was so great. I was telling somebody earlier that, you know, this game is one of those games that you want a surround sound headset on, because I didn't even think about using it until after I beat the game, and I was walking around and I could literally hear everything around me. And it's one of those games that you want to have a surround sound headset on, or at least a surround sound system to play it with, because you can hear everything a lot better. You can hear when somebody's sneaking up on you. I think they even have some sound effects in the game where somebody might step on a twig. Like, I even heard stuff like that that I didn't hear through my television, my $500 television. So definitely recommend playing with a gaming headset that's got surround sound system on it. So I love the music in this game. If you listen to our podcast and my reviews, you'll know that I'm very big and picky when it comes to game scores, movie scores, and just music overall. I'm very picky, and I have to say they did an excellent job on the music on this game. It just really sounded phenomenal. And it just, there's some scenes where it's just so subtle, and it works so well. It just sets the tone for the whole game. I mean, the piece of music that they orchestrated for the beginning of the game, the piece of music they used for the beginning of the game was great. You know, they just really hit it on, you know, hit the nail on the head, musically. Gameplay wise, really, really fun. This is a game I could see myself playing through at least two more times. I spent about 8 to 10 hours on the game, and that's even with, you know, going around trying to collect most of the stuff. By the time I got done with the game, I had about 72% completion overall, which is pretty high, I would imagine. So I didn't spend a whole lot of time, you know, trying to look for the stuff, but I found most of it pretty easily. But yeah, so the combat was great. You know, the weapon customization and modifications, upgrades and stuff of that nature was really cool. I thought it was cool how that worked. The weapons were really, really fun to use. They were very simple. But I found myself using the bow a lot, and obviously they set it up in a way that they want you to use the bow a lot. But it was so addictive using the bow in that game. Now, obviously there were some shots where, it's like, oh, that's crazy. There's no way you could actually do that. Yeah, it's a video game, people. What do you expect? I can't stand when people, you know, pick at stuff like that. It's like, no, it's a video game. It's going to be over the top. I mean, you have her get, you know, she get injured pretty badly in the game, and you're like, there's no way a normal person would be able to walk around and still be able to make it. But it's the video game. It's going to happen, you know. But the storytelling was really good. I really liked the storytelling in the game. I thought it was good. I liked the story that was involved with. Ended up being a little bit deeper than I thought it was going to be. And the ending of the game was really fun. I really liked the ending. I liked the way it ended. And I already cannot wait to see what the next one's going to be like, because the one real problem that I had with the game was the fact that we didn't see much of Toons. And that's kind of the only problem really people are having with the game, is there's not very many Toons. You have Toons, but they're side missions, and they only have like one major puzzle, you know, to solve. And so that's the only really complaint that I would say I have with the game, because the rest of the game is pretty flawless. I mean, the set pieces, oh my gosh, the set pieces are amazing. I felt like I was playing Uncharted, you know, and obviously Uncharted's based off of, you know, is working off of stuff that Tomb Raider created, so they're kind of working off each other, and it's a good, you know, it's a good copy of something like Tomb Raider. I mean, Uncharted, sorry about that. But it's just got this great vibe. And Cannon was telling me that it kind of feels like Lost, because you have this island, you have all these mystical things going on around you that you don't know anything, you know, you don't, you're progressively learning about as you go throughout the game. And it's got that Lost, it's kind of like mixing Lost with Uncharted, you know, essentially throwing Nathan Drake on a single island by himself. I mean, she has companions in the games, but in the game, but they don't really help. She's just kind of fighting by herself the majority of the game. But so, and the set pieces are as grand in some cases, some of the set pieces are as grand as set pieces in Uncharted, which, you know, saying that is you know, high acclaim coming out of my mouth, because I am a uber fan of Uncharted. I've played all three of those games, love those games so much, you know. I would say, though, you know, Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3 are two of the best games of this generation of consoles between Xbox 360 and PS3. So yeah, for me to say that, in some parts of the game, it holds up, if not beats, Uncharted, which the combat beats Uncharted. I mean, as big as a fan as I am of Uncharted, it pains me to say that, but it really is better because you have a lot more, hand-to-hand combat and stuff, and the kills are a lot better. They're a lot more sophisticated. The kill animations look better. It's just, and there's a lot more ways of traversing, because in Uncharted, you just have just climbing up walls and stuff. And with Tomb Raider, you have like a rope, you know, arrows with ropes connected to them where you can pull stuff down, or you can, connect it to walls to, you know, slide over there or whatever. And so there's just all these tools that the bow itself, if they didn't have the bow in the game, I think the combat would be about the same, you know, and the traversal would be about the same as Uncharted. But with that bow in there and all the features you can do with the bow, it really is a game changer big time. And I definitely love the bow. I mean, as soon as I got done playing the game, I was like, I want to go out and buy a compound bow right now and just, you know, go sit out and shoot targets or something, because I just wanted to have that feel of a compound bow in my hand, which I've shot them quite a few times, and they're really fun to shoot. Great, because you pretty much have unlimited ammo. You can go pull it right out of your target and reuse it again. You don't have to, you know, go out and buy arrows too very often, as long as you take care of them. So that's definitely nice, and not as loud as a gun either. So that's definitely a nice thing. So I enjoy bows and bow and arrows, so I really enjoyed that aspect of the game. You know, another game that actually has bow and arrows is Crysis 3, and I never got to actually play that game. I definitely plan on trying to, you know, rent it or something, check it out to actually go through there and experience it. But I've heard it was okay, but it just was kind of cool, the fact that we had two games, you know, pretty good sized titles that have bow and arrows involved in them. That's kind of in the wilderness or whatever. But something I want to talk about, though, is visually. You know, I said earlier that the visuals are great. Well, I want to expand on that. They did a really great job of making you feel like you are stranded on an island, and they do a good job of visually making it look like this whole island is going to crap. You know, they visually make it look like, you know, people have been coming onto this island for decades, you know, centuries, and people have just died. Nobody's been able to ever leave the island. So they definitely conveyed that really well. So that was so fantastic. I mean, I love the opening sequence of the game, and like the tunnel sequence that you experience at the beginning of the game is really incredible. And so it's just such a cool set piece and such a cool opening. But so I definitely recommend this game if you've been like me and you've been hating the past Tomb Raider games. I definitely recommend this. I would definitely check it out. I would definitely pick it up. Putting this out there, I didn't actually ever play the online because I looked at it and I was like, Tomb Raider with online sounds stupid. So I've not seen any footage. I don't even know what you do in the online. I don't know anything about it. Really don't care to know anything about it. If you've listened to my reviews in the past or my podcast in the past, you know I really don't give a crap about online unless it's an online-only game or something to that extent, like DC Universe Online or EVE Online, Dust514, something to that extent. I'm not big on online because I'm more worried about the story and the depth of the game and the character development and stuff of that nature. So definitely not worried about the online. It's like God of War Ascension. I was like, seriously, you have online on this game? But that's another story for another day. I haven't even played that game because it seems overwhelming. And, you know, there's so much change. It feels like there's so much change to that game. But once again, definitely check out Tomb Raider. Definitely check out our iTunes podcast channel called Entertain Your Ears. It should be searchable on there. Don't know if we're in the charts yet or anything yet. Definitely, you know, would like to be up there to where we're at least, you know, on the new and newsworthy, but I hope maybe we'll get there sometime sooner or later. But definitely check that out, and you know, you might even be listening to that this review right now through Entertain Years, because I'm actually posting them on our site through my blog at multimediacritics.com, and I'm posting them through there, and I'm also posting them through our podcast station so that people can have more content to listen to us. Listen to me talking about my experiences with games and movies and whatnot, and for me and Cannon, because sometimes we don't actually get a chance to do a podcast because we're both quite busy. But so definitely check those out. You can follow us on Twitter at MMCritics. At MMCritics. You can also check us out on Facebook by searching Multimedia Critics. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this review of Tomb Raider.